Pilates Club of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 9, where I hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please direct them over to our 6 Weeks to Fitness website at www.6weeks.com. You can also have them call me directly at 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Nikki Nichols, co-founder of Bona Donna Productions and co-producer of Die Crazy Fat, a documentary that chronicles the journey of 8 women on their quest to becoming healthy. Nikki will share what it took to bring this movie to the big screen, the highs and lows, the challenges and triumphs of these women, and much more. Now, it was Reverend Billy Graham who said, "When wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. But now when character is lost, all is lost." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to the 6 Weeks of Fitness. I am pleased to welcome to the program the co-producer and co-director of Die Crazy Fat, Nicole Nikki Nichols. Nikki, how are you?
I'm well, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. And thank you for agreeing to come on the program to talk about your upcoming movie, Die Crazy Fat. Now, I actually met Nikki and Tanya Conrad at the Circle of Sisters event sponsored by WBLS at the Javits Center in New York. It was my good fortune to run into both of them. I am so excited about talking with you about this movie. But before I do, let's chat about your production company, Bona Donna Productions. Where did you get that name?
I got the name. My mom is half Italian. I've always been drawn to Italy, from food to language to people. And I wanted to find a name that embodied a good woman, a working woman, but in another language, or not so cliche as saying good woman. So I asked my friend, who is Albanian, right outside of Italy, you know, give me something that means good woman, a great woman, a nurturer. And she Googled it, and she said Bona Donna. And I said, thank you. Bona Donna it is.
Just like that.
Just like that.
How long has Bona Donna Productions been in existence?
A year.
Okay, so it's basically a newly formed company.
Yes. It's myself and my partner, Tanya Conrad, and we founded Bona Donna.
Excellent, excellent. And the purpose of Bona Donna is to produce documentaries. What else?
Bona Donna Productions is a comprehensive film, television, and social media companies. And we're going to have, and we do have offices in New York and New Jersey. And Bona Donna was founded on the basic principle to deliver creative and thought-provoking masterpieces that enhance our communities and enrich the lives of others. And we want to, and we plan to collaborate with a diverse group of both inspiring and seasoned artists to bring to life creative works with unique character and individualism to the world. You know, so we would like to grow talent and use them in our projects produced by us, as well as women of all other diverse backgrounds. And we would like to explore distribution as well as collaborative opportunities with other brands and producers. So Bona Donna is a production company with elements that include film, short film, documentaries, educational, television, commercial series and advertising, social media, blogs, photography, stills, session, and print ads. The list goes on.
Wow. So that tells me that we're going to be hearing a lot from Bona Donna Productions in the near future.
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy about that because now I know the co-producer and so I'm in.
Absolutely.
But listen, here at 6 Weeks of Fitness, we believe in the importance of living a healthy lifestyle through proper nutrition and exercise. We believe that anyone can improve their health in 6 weeks or less. So when I ran into you and Tanya and you told me about the movie, I just had to have you on the show.
Well,
Okay.
thank
But
you.
now tell my listeners why you chose the name Die Crazy Fat and what does that mean?
The name Die Crazy Fat chose me. It came into my head and out of my mouth, just as
Okay.
simple as 30 seconds.
Wow.
We needed something that would be catchy, but Die Crazy Fat is a lurid paradoxal of the extremities that some women go through to get this perfect body, whatever perfect is to them. They eat, and in this image-driven industry that we're in, it's easy to, get in encased by that stigma. And
Oh,
so
definitely.
Die Crazy Fat is like I said, is a stance to what some people go through. They either die trying to get this perfect body,
Yes.
they go crazy, or in
Yes.
their minds they remain fat, or in some cases they are actually fat, and get nowhere. So with all of that saying, if that is the case where in your mind you're fat and not to everyone else, that's a problem. So now the mental and the mental element comes into it, as well as if you've done all of these extremities and you are still fat, then that also will tear on your mental as well as your physical. So that's what die crazy fat means, derived from.
Hey, that's a great explanation. Now, I know that this particular film chronicles a journey that eight women took over a 6 week period, right?
Correct.
And tell us how that came about or what took place during those 6 weeks.
Well, the documentary shows eight women in physical, nutritional, and therapeutic routines, like you said, over 6 weeks, while facing challenges given by the professionals. The professionals are a mental therapist, two trainers via New York and New Jersey, a
Okay.
nutritionist, and a
Okay.
yoga and Pilates instructor.
Nice.
And it shows the women engaging into their own paths throughout what was probably an unforeseen journey. So we didn't want this to be just about losing weight, because it's enough out there. We're not the biggest loser. We
Right.
are trying to chronicle what it really may take to get to the bottom of this health thing, to get to the bottom of this weight thing. And you can't do that without hitting all of the elements that we think we hit, which is mental, the nutritional,
Yes.
the working out, all of that combined, because a lot of our mental issues about how we look at food and how we perceive food and the generational history can very well be what's holding you back, from achieving a healthier regimen or a healthier lifestyle. So we went throughout the 6 weeks to various fitness institutions via New York and New Jersey. It shows us working personally with our trainers on our personal time. So that's how it took place.
So you're focusing not only on the physical, okay, but you're focusing also on the mental because, as you know, the mind basically controls the body,
Correct.
right? And so you can't worry about the physical if you don't work on the mental as well. So you're working with the body holistically. So would you say also spiritually?
Absolutely, without a doubt, spiritually. To me, the heaviest baggage is mental, but a lot of us don't know it. So once we relinquish anything that we've been holding on for a certain amount of time that may be damaging to our bodies, you know, it can offset our chemical balance, you know, anger that you had with a loved one for years, or resentment, or not getting your say in a matter and just chalking it up, but obviously it's eating at you. That can be your last 10 pounds that you've been dying to get rid of.
Yes, basically holding it in could actually show on the outside.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Right. Right.
What were some of the challenges that you had in making this film?
Some of the challenges were just dealing with the eight women.
Okay.
You know, because you had to deal with obligations, schedules, you know, and a lot of times our project may not be a priority for someone else, especially if you have children and are in marriages. You know, it's a bit much. So I would think the main challenge was getting everyone on one accord, and even if it didn't work out the way we planned it,
right,
when we did get together, we make whatever happened happen.
Nice. Very good. Because again, it's eight women, and basically you're working with eight separate schedules.
Eight separate schedules, eight separate bodies, eight separate personalities.
Minds, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And how long did it take to actually, from start to finish of this movie?
Less than a year. Our first filming with my partner and myself and two of the trainers, where we did the process of elimination, meaning we chose the eight women, was actually December 29th. But first filming with the cast was January 26th.
About a month later. Okay.
Yeah. So it hasn't been a year.
It hasn't been a year, but it's almost a year.
It's almost a year.
Right. But that's fine. That's fine. The main thing I think it is that you guys got it, you know, got it done. That's the most important thing.
I agree.
Right. Yeah. Now, what about the support and encouragement that you received while making this movie? Was there a lot of support and encouragement out there for you?
Well, yes. For me, it was the majority of my family. I didn't let a lot of people know what I was doing. And until this day, a lot of people don't know that I'm one of the eight women because I don't mention it. You know, so when people see pictures of me, oh, that's you? Oh, I didn't know, you know.
So really?
The encouragement and support came a lot from the eight women, from the seven other women, and my family, and when I say family, that's my friends as well, my close friends, because friends are an extension of family. So yes, I did. A lot of them didn't know that it will be to this extent.
Wow. Now, has your life and the lives of the other women in the film, has it changed as a result of making this documentary?
Do you know? I can't speak for the other women. Mm-hmm. As for myself, it has changed, because for me, a health regimen was always encompassed in me. All my life, I worked out. All my life, I knew when I was at my best, physically, mentally, you know, and I knew what bothered me, you know. So that has not changed, but the way I see health, the politics behind health, the conversations between patients and doctors has very much so changed me, and it has triggered me to continue to learn every aspect of my body so that I can be my body's biggest proponent.
Most definitely. Now, when you said the conversation between the doctor and the patient, give me elaborate on that a little bit. What do you mean?
A lot of times, doctors give mechanically prone information to us, which allows us to believe conflicting information about our bodies. And in a sense, it's a one-sided conversation, which has never been okay with me, because as long as I had a voice, I knew that I had a right to have a say. And I don't care who it is. So that's what I mean by conversation. So it's not okay for the conversation to go, well, this is what we're going to give you. Take this for 2 weeks and come back and let me know how you feel. That's not a conversation.
It's more like an experiment.
Right. You know.
And you're so right. And that we firmly believe that you are your best doctor, okay? Now, I believe in medicine. I believe in having doctors. But you know your body better than anyone else, okay? Now, Hippocrates, over 2,000 years ago, said, let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food, because he knew that eating healthy was one of the best ways to keep your body in good working condition. The body was meant to heal itself, but if you're putting all type of toxic food in your body, it's not going to heal properly. It's going to break down, okay? But most doctors are not taught nutrition. That's something I didn't realize, that only maybe 6 to 10% of doctors even learn about nutrition in medical school. Why? Because they want to teach them how to prescribe medicine. Wow. Okay? That's why they call it practicing medicine. They're practicing it, and they're practicing it on us. Okay? So you really have got to take control of your own health. So I applaud what you guys are doing by putting together this documentary to show people what actually goes on. Now, when it comes to the training, talk about the training aspect of the program.
When it comes to the training, a lot of our group fitness training
Okay, together
was directed by the fitness facility, whatever their motto was. So, for instance, what you see on the trailer at the beginning was Shaka Rahman, my personal trainer and our personal trainer in New Jersey for the New Jersey cast. He led the initial group fitness with everyone. And he took over the cardio aspect of it. Prior to that, I'm not sure if it was prior or after, Carol Robinson took over the Pilates and yoga, the mind, body, and spirit. So, but when we went to on location, say NBD, which means no body denied, that fitness institution, they have a program where it's set up as a cycle. So it's on green. It's on a bed of green, indoor grass, with a stop clock in the middle of the grass. And in the oval-shaped arena around the green is everything that you have to complete. So everyone starts at one of these stations. For instance, I started at a huge tire that I had to lift and run around to the other side and push back. And then once the stop clock rang, you go to the next one, to your right. So it derived from whatever the sponsors of the fitness institutions was most proud of or was known for at their gym.
Okay, so they designed the programs for the group.
Right.
Wow. Okay, and how many days a week did you guys exercise?
The majority of us did 5 days, but when you see us, we met with our trainers twice a week.
Oh, okay. Together.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, what about the nutrition aspect? What is that? What does that entail? And who's involved with that?
Desiree Lee was the master food analyst, and she had us do meal prepping, and food grouping, making sure we had equivalent amounts of each food group, and she had us chart everything we ate every day to inform us whether what we had enough of and what we were lacking of, calorie wise, you know, protein wise. Yes. And at the end of it, we discuss, well, throughout we do a dairy versus non-dairy, you know, organic, grass-fed. You know, we tackle a lot of things nutrition-wise.
Okay, very, very good. I mean, we believe that nutrition is 80% of it, really. If you get a handle on your nutrition, it'll be a lot easier to actually improve your health. And that's one of the beliefs that we have. And we've seen it make differences in the lives of so many people. When you change the way you eat, you also begin to change the way you think, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so powerful.
It is, now, but it's difficult.
It's not easy, right? It's not easy. I hear you. But what are you most proud of about this movie?
I'm most proud of the women.
Oh, good. Very good.
That they saw it through. And I was thinking about this today, ironically, that throughout this documentary, these women were in their rarest form.
Hmm.
Personality-wise, intimately.
Yes.
We are shown in bare minimum, meaning no makeup, when we wake up, when we're not feeling good, and the majority is working out. So hair is not done.
Okay.
It's ponytails, it's handkerchiefs, you know, and
yeah,
that alone, the external aspect, when you allow yourself to do that externally, then it's easy, or it makes it a little bit easier to do that internally as well. So not only, because a lot of us, it's easier for us to talk about personal things, but not to expose our exterior in rare form, not in this image-driven industry.
Exactly. You know, it's all about the looks.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, not only were we barefaced, you know, we didn't have a chance to doll up. And we were on camera all the time. You know, and that was a second thought, as well as exposing internally. So I'm, you know, I I applaud these women. I really do for allowing others to see a part of us. And a lot of the things were discussed firsthand. And so, and we did this to help others, people we don't know. So I'm most proud of the women.
Very good. And I'm looking forward to seeing this movie. And how long will it be? Do you know the movie?
2 hours.
About 2 hours. Okay, that's fine. I'm sure we can spare 2 hours to check out a movie that's going to be, but I would say reality. It's a real movie, not like some of these other movies. It's just totally made up. It's supposed to be reality TV, but this is really reality, isn't it?
The reality of this documentary is it's 8 real women. That's the only reality of it. Documentary is documenting someone's real life anyway.
Right, exactly. Now, what is the long-term goal of this documentary? Is to get a distributor?
Yes. We're seeking distribution as we speak. We're getting great feedback. So,
nice.
In the next interview, we'll be giving you a network to tune into.
Really?
I'm sure.
Whoa. Now that's something to look forward to. That's very impressive. Now, I meant to ask you earlier in the conversation, was it expensive to make this film?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
And most of the financing came through and by, you know, your own means, independent means?
Not most, all.
Okay.
Came from Tanya and myself, yes.
So it's definitely not easy. So this is definitely a work of, love and passion. You're driven. You believe in this, and that's worth the journey, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a labor. It's a labor of love. You have to believe in what you do if you plan to make someone else believe what you do.
Most definitely. Now, Now, where's the premiere of the documentary going to be?
My Image Studio, Mist Theater, 46 West 116th Street in Harlem.
Okay, now that's invitation only, correct?
Correct. However, Mist will be handling an amount of tickets. So, I mean, you can always go on their website and find out if tickets are available. I think they'll have around 35 tickets. And,
if you're lucky, you might be one of the lucky ones to get one of the 35, right?
Yeah, if you're lucky and if we're lucky to have you guys, It goes both ways.
Yeah, but it sounds like there's going to be quite a few people trying to snatch up those tickets, so you might have to wait till we another opportunity to actually check you guys out,
Yes. And we will definitely work to afford many an opportunity to do just that.
Well, it sounds like something that most of us or all of us should actually see. I think something that we all can get behind and would enjoy watching and would be food for thought to think about what these women are going through and compare it to our own lives.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree. It is something for all to watch.
Yes, but how can we follow Die Crazy Fat on social media?
Die Crazy Fat, the Facebook page. We log in. We talk about what's going on. You can see pictures of all of us. You can click on each cast member's picture and their name will come up, and you can also, and it'll link you to their personal Die Crazy Fat personality page. You can follow us on YouTube, look at the trailer there, leave your comments, and our website will be information after the premiere, because we wanted to really take the time to put in the nurturing and the love that we desire the website to represent.
That is wonderful. Now, for my listeners, I will have information on the www.6weeks.com website about Die Crazy Fat so that you can actually check out some of the information that I have on the site about it, so that you will know where and when the premiere is going to be. And let's definitely check them out on social media. I believe that we need to support more independent films just like this, Nikki.
I agree. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for coming in and sharing the information about Die Crazy Fat for my listeners here at 6 Weeks, at 6 Weeks of Fitness. Thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking with you and seeing you soon, hopefully at the premiere.
And you. Yes, hopefully at the premiere.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.